Hello, and welcome to Secahand Global Reactions. Today, how a new voice, AI, GPT Live, is turning the AI race into a contest over the front door of conversation. You can now talk with an AI almost the way you'd talk with a person. But that, honestly, is not the real story here. What's worth watching is who controls this new front door of conversation, the voice. There are three questions worth asking. First, what is genuinely new about GPT Live? Second, why split the talker from the thinker? Third, the front door to what, exactly? Starting from the release of GPT Live, let's take them one at a time. First, let's lay out what happened. On July the 8th, 2026, Pacific Time, OpenAI unveiled a new voice AI called GPT Live. GPT Live's defining trait is that it can listen and speak at the same time. Hearing your voice while talking back, that method is called full duplex. GPT Live comes in two models. The higher tier GPT Live one becomes the standard voice for paid plans. The lighter GPT Live 1 Mini becomes the default for free users. It replaces the previous advanced voice mode. At launch, though, there are clear limits. Three of them. First, camera input and screen sharing are not supported yet. OpenAI says that's coming soon, and the old voice mode stays for anything that needs video. Second, there's no API yet for outside developers to build GPT Live into their own products. Only a waitlist has opened so far. Third, the voices are limited to 9 preset ones. It has no ability to reproduce a real person's voice. Here, let's trace how voice AI has evolved. There are 3 generations. The first generation worked like a relay race. It transcribed your speech to text, wrote an answer in text, then read it back aloud. Passing through 3 stages made replies slow and stripped out tone and timing along the way. The second generation worked like a walkie-talkie. It understood and answered in audio directly, but still took turns, waiting for you to finish. That's why a thoughtful pause could be mistaken for the end of a sentence. And the third generation works like a phone call. Listening while speaking, speaking while listening. Treating an interjection as part of the conversation. GPT Live's full duplex belongs to this third generation. Now, an important caveat. This full duplex method is not GPT Live's own invention. A listen while speaking voice mode was reportedly shipped first by Google's Gemini. So where does GPT Live's novelty lie? Less in the method of conversation and more in the division of labor we'll look at next. Now, GPT Live's cleverest trick, splitting the talker from the thinker. Think of GPT Live as a receptionist or a host. It listens, keeps a good rhythm, and handles only the flow of the conversation. When something needs real research or deep reasoning, what happens? It passes that job to a specialist in the back office, GPT 5.5. Here's the clever part. While the specialist thinks, the receptionist keeps the conversation going. You can chat or ask the next thing while the lookup finishes. This division is what lets speed and depth coexist. This division has a second act. The receptionist and the specialist can be swapped independently. OpenAI has said it will update the backing model every time it ships a new frontier model. So the familiar voice and feel stay the same, while only the brain behind it is renewed. One caveat here. On July the 9th, a new model, GPT 5.6, became generally available. But there's no announcement that GPT Live's backing model has switched over to it. For now, it's reasonable to assume it still runs on GPT 5.5. Let's line up the voice AI race as 3 companies, positions: OpenAI, Google, and xAI. OpenAI attacks with GPT Live, its weapon, the naturalness of conversation. Google's Gemini has led for more than a year on camera input and screen sharing. Google also has a dedicated model for robots to perceive and plan in physical space. xAI's Grok has moved fastest on outside integration. Beyond a voice agent API, it's reportedly built into Tesla cars as well. You may have noticed a name from our last video is missing here. Anthropic. Anthropic does have a voice mode inside its app, but it's shown little as a standalone voice product or in outside integrations. One reading is that it has chosen a different way to fight than this race to sell the front door. OpenAI on conversation, Google ahead on vision, xAI spreading through integration. The race for voice AI's front door is already running in three directions. So how did people take it? Let me sort the reactions on Reddit by theme. One note up front, the launch thread went up on a board that leans toward OpenAI's own users. Favorable voices come easier there, so keep that tilt in mind. First, the voices of amazement. After more than an hour of testing, one user called it the closest thing yet to the film Her. Her is a story about a person and a voice AI who grow close. Another reported that it even picked up on intonation. It reportedly told a skeptical hum from a genuinely interested one. And someone had a phone and a laptop discuss world affairs. It sounded like a podcast. On the other hand, unease at how human it sounds spread too. A jab at the promo video, I bet the second I go quiet for 1 nanosecond, it's still gonna cut in. On the impression it gives, this is every tech bro I've ever met. And disappointment at the voice's character. Doesn't matter how smart it got. It has no soul, one comment said. Praise for its naturalness and discomfort at its human likeness burst out at the same time. It wasn't all praise. Let's note the level-headed takes, too. One skeptic said its ordinary voice functionality, just filling a quarter-second gap with an Flashy as technology, but thin underneath, in that view. Others reported that accents still slip through when the language is in English. And there were scam fears that it could become a new tool for defrauding the elderly. To which came the reply, no, the safety measures are pretty solid. Now we reach the heart of this video. Let's dig in from four angles. First, what changed isn't the voice, it's the flow of time in a conversation. Every exchange used to run on turn-taking. You speak, you wait, it answers. In a full duplex conversation, that turn-taking dissolves. It waits out your hesitation and keeps up, even if you change the terms mid-sentence. You no longer have to assemble a short, precise command. A vague phrasing or a correction on the fly works just as well, which means it works when your hands or eyes are already busy. Driving, cooking, working on site, the number of usable moments jumps. That expansion in where AI can be used doesn't show up in a benchmark, but I think it's a real change. Second, hold the front door and you can swap the brain later. What a user grows attached to is the voice and the feel, more than the raw intelligence. Swap the thinker behind it, and your usual companion doesn't change. The more history and memory pile up, the harder that bond is to move to a rival. So it's not the smartest AI, but the one most woven into daily life that keeps getting chosen. That shape of competition is starting to show. But let me question my own view here. This yardstick, control of the front door, is itself a convenient new axis. For companies that can no longer separate on performance, it's a way to talk competition without talking performance, I'd suggest. Third, this is an entry point to physical AI, not its completion. For AI to work in the real world, it needs several layers. Holding a conversation, perceiving surroundings, planning an action, controlling a machine, stopping safely. These are separate layers. GPT Live solves only the first one, dialogue. The control and safety layers, a robot's limbs, are a different body of technology. So the rollout won't start with robots either. Phone support, customer service, on-site help for busy hands. Voice-only work comes first, I'd argue. Fourth, the more human it sounds, the more new problems it brings. First, voice gathers more than text. It carries emotion and physical state, and the mic catches whatever else is in the room. Even if you consent, the family member or coworker beside you never agreed to be recorded. Voice clips are said to be stored with your conversation history for 30 days. Next, the relational problem. A listener that waits out silence is one people tend to grow attached to. OpenAI itself counts emotional dependence among the categories it evaluates for safety. The more human the voice, the more the design of the relationship itself becomes a safety question. And the choice not to reproduce any real person's voice. That inconvenience is a deliberate guardrail against impersonation and fraud. Let's bring this together. GPT Live is a technology for folding AI into the flow of human time. Video isn't supported, the API hasn't shipped, machine control is a separate problem. Physical AI is not complete. Even so, a system that keeps talking while it searches and reasons in the background. That could be the foundation that carries AI out of the screen and into cars, workplaces, and homes. A closing thought. Voice first needs run especially high in aging societies like Japan, elder care, customer service, multilingual support for travelers. On the other hand, there's still no official word on voice quality outside English. Set the earlier race over how much you can use. Beside this race for the front door of conversation, and something comes into focus. The contest for the lead in AI is being decided off the spec sheet. You'll find the fuller analysis and more reactions on our blog, Seikehan, linked in the description. Thanks for watching.